From Spark and Anvil in Crown Tales, this is Slant, in Chapter 1 of the Crown Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Slant never moves in a straight line, and he has made peace with it. On the great dark and light board where he lives, the other pieces sometimes wish they could march straight ahead, but Slant only ever slides diagonally, one square at a time, corner to corner across the dark squares. It's not a limitation, the way he sees it. It's a signature. Straight ahead is everybody's road, he says, sliding one square along his diagonal. The diagonal is mine. And here's the funny thing. It can take me anywhere on this board that matters. Slant spent his early days feeling like he was doing everything the wrong way. He'd watch pieces that move straight, bold, obvious, forward, and feel like his sideways slanting path was somehow lesser, a mistake, a crooked version of what he was supposed to be. He tried, once, to move straight like them. He couldn't. It simply wasn't how he was made. And he decided that meant something was wrong with him. An old piece, worn smooth at the edges, set him straight, or rather, set him diagonal. Watch what your diagonal does, she told him. It keeps you on your own color, always. It lets you reach every corner of the fight. Every capture in this whole game happens on a diagonal, yours. You're not a broken straight mover. You're the shape the whole game is built on. Slant looked at the board with new eyes and realized his crooked path wasn't a flaw at all. It was the foundation. He came to the Crown Tales Academy as the piece who teaches the very first thing, how a man moves. On his first day, the head asked him to show a new player the most basic rule of all. Slant didn't lecture. He just slid, one square, diagonally, onto a dark square, then another. That's it, he said, one square, along the diagonal, forward until you're crowned. The new player asked, that's all? It seems so simple. Slant smiled. Simple isn't small. Everything else in this game, the jumps, the kings, the great endgame duels, is built on this. Learn the diagonal, and you've learned the ground everything else stands on. The head nodded. Most teachers rush to the exciting rules. You start where the game actually begins. And that has been Slant's role ever since. The keeper of the first foundational move. A young piece came to him ashamed. I keep wanting to move straight, like I think I'm supposed to. I feel like I'm bad at this. Slant recognized that feeling instantly. He'd carried it himself. You're not bad at it, he said. You're trying to move like a piece you're not. Watch. He slid diagonally, smooth and certain. This is your move. It's not a lesser version of straight. It reaches every square that matters. It keeps you on your color. And it's where every capture in the game is born. Stop apologizing for the diagonal. Use it. The young piece tried it, really tried it, not as a failed straight line, but as its own confident thing, and slid corner to corner across the board. And for the first time, it didn't feel like a mistake. It felt like flying. Later, the young piece said the quiet part. I always feel like I'm doing it the wrong way. Slant settled onto his square. For a moment, he was the piece who'd once tried to move straight and couldn't. I know that feeling, like I know my own diagonal, he said. I spent a long time thinking my way of moving was a flaw, and then I understood. The thing I thought made me lesser was the thing the whole game is built on. Your way isn't the broken version of someone else's way. It's yours, and it can carry you anywhere that matters. He slid one square, easy and sure. Move your own line. Move it with your whole heart. You'll be amazed where a diagonal can take you. The young piece practiced late into the evening, sliding corner to corner, no longer wishing for a straight line, and feeling, with a quiet, settling pride, entirely, finally, like itself.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SLANT. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.